For the eighth time, your Auburn Tigers are hosting a regional. Welcome in, and real quick, happy Memorial Day to everyone out there. Hope you're staying safe. Hope by the time you're watching us, you're probably getting in from a long day, either out at the beach, the lake, wherever, but we hope you observed what the meaning of the day is. Shout out to everyone that has served or is currently serving in the military to help provide us the freedom that we have to do something like this, a podcast. And we're very thankful for our servicemen and women out there who have given the ultimate sacrifice for freedom. But that being said, Graham, as I said at the top of the show, Auburn is hosting a regional for the eighth time.
I know.
And the postseason is here, man. That, you know, we went over to run in Hoover. I know some people were disappointed, but I say to that, we haven't really had a lot of success in Hoover, and this, you know, we came up just short. I mean, I really do think without a rain delay, I think we win that game personally.
Yeah, no, the rain killed us for sure. Our bats were hot. Bubs mm-hmm. Rowe was on fire. Obviously, you know, he had a home run in the second inning and then caught a Sports Center top five catch over the wall.
I mean,
the rain, I think, killed our momentum there, especially for, I think, was Petrovich pitching? I think he was.
I believe so.
Just to, you know, be on fire and then having to come out, you know, after the rain delay just because, you know, your arm's cooled off by then. So it's frustrating. It is what it is. You know, they have one of the best relievers in the country. He obviously came in and started cooking us. I mean, he had like seven or eight strikeouts as a reliever. So he did his job. Couldn't get our bats going. Fell just short of playing the SEC championship. Is what it is. Let's go win the whole thing now.
Yeah, I mean, we've had some time to rest and, you know, learn from our mistakes and Hoover and, you know, lick our wounds and get ready for the big dance. So just, you know, with all that being said, let's kind of go into, you know, what seed we are, and which most of you already know what it is already. But for those that don't know, they have the selection show today around what, like lunchtime, like 11?
Around 11.
Noon-ish. Yeah. So I didn't get a chance to watch. I've been out of town most of the day today. But so basically kind of fill me in in terms of like, you know, what seed we got, even though I know what seed we got, but who's in our region? Who we got on the plate?
Yep. So Auburn, like I said, got the number 4 overall seed. I think 1 is UCLA, 2 is Georgia, 3 is Georgia Tech, and 4 is us. It's funny, Auburn's played 2 of the top 4 teams and have beaten 2 of the top 4 teams. We beat Georgia Tech at home, and we beat Georgia at home too. Not the series, but Georgia Tech wasn't a series. It was just a one-time game. We played at their place and they played at ours. We split with them. Anyway, yeah, so we're the 4 seed. So we're hosting. It will be us, UCF, NC State, and Milwaukee. That will be the 4 teams that come to Auburn to play. And then if the Tigers make it out of that, which I would assume they will match up with the winner out of the Nebraska region, I'm pretty sure. So that'll be, you know, Nebraska, Ole Miss, Arizona State, and South Dakota State. So we played Nebraska and Ole Miss earlier in the season. We had beat them both. We played Nebraska earlier on in the year with the series. We lost the first game barely, and we just kind of cooked them the next two. I'm not really worried about Ole Miss. We'll see if Ole Miss can make it out of that region. But needless to say, if Auburn can make it out, we will host the regional and the super regional the following week. So that's exciting.
Huge.
Possibly have 2 more weekends of baseball in Auburn. And then hopefully we make it out of those both, and then we're heading to Omaha to try to win the whole thing, which would be
Omaha.
Super electric.
Omaha!
Yeah.
I missed that. So we were talking before we went on air. More than likely, Nebraska will probably make it out of that region based off just, you know,
I'd say Nebraska or Ole Miss.
Yeah. I'm leaning more towards Nebraska just because, you know, if you look at their body of work compared to Ole Miss's, who knows? But, I mean, you never know in the postseason. That's, you know, that's why we do this format, to see, you know, whoever's the best on the field and, you know, survive in advance. But as far as our region goes, who do you think is going to be, you know, the opponent that kind of is going to be like, okay, this is the one we need to look out for, but I think we can handle business?
Yeah, I mean, I think honestly, I think UCF is the one we're going to have to look out for the most. They're the two seed in our region behind us. I was talking to, you know, a friend of the show, Brett. Y'all know Brett. He's been on here multiple times.
Love Brett.
He was kind of talking about how, like, it sucks. I mean, like, he doesn't think we would have that big of an issue with UCF, but it's just one of those teams, you know, that could just play well one night and get the best of you. Obviously, don't want that to happen. I really don't feel bad. I'm not worried about Milwaukee, I'll tell you that. Hopefully, that doesn't come back to bite me. But I'm not worried about Milwaukee. And then NC State, I think they barely even made it into the postseason tournament. So I'm not super worried about NC State, too. So we'll see. We'll see if you see how they do, see if they're playing good. And then I'm not entirely sure someone can correct me in comments. I don't know if it's like the one plays the four and the two plays the three, and then the winner of those play each other. I don't know.
That's a good question. I don't know. I don't know. But, I don't keep up with college baseball like that. Someone let us know in the comments. Someone let us know. Or the live chat.
Yeah. It's exciting that, you know, I mean, Auburn has been to the regionals. Let's see. 2022, 2023, 2025, 2026, we've hosted a regional. So that's just showing that, you know, our baseball program is something that has really come up and really come back. And Coach Thompson's done phenomenal things with the program and it's gotten us to a higher place. And so hopefully, you know, one of these years, I think Auburn has a chance to make a run for it. I mean, obviously, I think the title of this video is basically, you know, can Auburn win it all? And so I think if it's going to happen, this could be the year to do it with Butch and this squad. The pitching is just unbelievable if you've been keeping up with Auburn baseball. Oh. I mean, we probably have one of the deeper – we probably have the deepest starting pitcher, like, pitching lineup in college baseball right now, having, like, four true starters. And then, I mean, when the bats are hot, the bats are really hot. I mean, having guys like Bub Terrell, Chris Rimbert, the McCrane twins, Ethan Bingaman's been playing well. I mean, there's Chase Frelick, Bristol Carter, and I can keep going. They're all playing really well. So, we'll see. I think if we're going to win a natty, this could be the year to do it.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I think Butch finally, the Achilles heel, I feel like, for the past couple of years with Auburn has been the pitching. And the fact we finally got that down, to me, is a big telltale sign. And, like, Kyle brought this up the other night on the Barncast. This team, it was Lindsay, I can't remember, Lindsay Crosby, was saying that this team is built for postseason baseball in terms of the pitching. So I'm confident in that. I agree with it. I think Butch will have them ready to go. And like you were saying, the bats are hot right now. Everyone's getting a bite off the table, if you will. So I think we're going to keep the momentum that we've had. I know it sucked to come up short in Hoover, but at the end of the day, your girls will win a national championship, and this is the team to do it. And I agree. If this is the year to do it, this is going to be the one. So I'm hoping we take that momentum from Hoover and you know, transfer it and try to get some wins in the postseason and get to Omaha and finish business and put a bow in this season. That's been very, very fun to watch and very, very fun to keep up with for sure.
Yeah. And I've never really kept up with Auburn baseball in the past, like really, you know, like hard, but I've really enjoyed like really, you know, following this team this year. They've been fun to watch. They've been fun to get to know as people. And so I'm excited to see what they can do and see if they can win this whole thing.
Yeah, like I would follow teams in the past, but just this team, like there's just something about them from like just at, like
they're
not
young.
At baseball. Very young. They're young, but like just from a baseball or outside of the baseball field standpoint, they're just good people from what I've heard. Everyone talking about Bub and, you know, just the team overall is just great too. It's just how it is, man. I love it. I love the energy right now around the athletics program.
Yeah. And I mean, like I was just saying, like, I mean, Bub and Rimbert, I think, are both sophomores. Bingaman, our first baseman, was a true freshman this year. And I know there's a lot of other guys that are, you know, freshmen, redshirt freshmen. So a very young team that has shown a lot of production as young guys. So to hopefully keep this squad together, which I hope we do.
I think we will.
I think Auburn could be a force to reckon with for the next couple of years. If Butch can keep this up.
Yeah, I think we can. I mean, NIL, you know, and everyone's like, oh, the portal and, you know, college sports isn't the same. To me, it doesn't really affect baseball that much. You know, like you might have like one or two transfers, but nothing that's going to like absolutely collapse your program. You know what I mean? Like one move in basketball means like, you know, a certain amount of wins in a season or this amount of, you know what I mean? Even with football. So baseball is just a different game when it comes to NIL and the portal and stuff like that. So I think we'll be fine. And plus people like playing for Butch, and that's been just a common trend, like no matter who's come through Auburn. So I'm very confident that we will be able to keep this program together as is. And Butch is going to lead the way and lead the charge on that. So, but you know what else you can do to lead the charge and lead the way? Go to AUShirts.com. Get all your gear from all the shows at the barn. If you get a shirt from AUShirts.com, please tag us. And we would love to shout you out on the show. We love when people support the barn, and AUShirts.com is the place to do it. You see the options on your screens, the shirts, the hoodies, the hat. We have other options as well. We add new styles weekly. The Social Hour shirt is coming. We promise. It will be here, we hope, before football season. We hope. We will see. The design is out there. We're just, you know, it's pending approval, as they say. So, again, that's AUShirts.com to get all your gear from all the shows at the barn.
Yeah, also go to buyauburn.com. You've heard it 1,000 times on this show already, but it's a great way for the Auburn family to support each other. You know, it's an index that Auburn-run-owned companies that are, you know, run and owned by Auburn fans can sign up and get their company on the index so that Auburn fans all over the country can check it out and support whenever they can. Like I said, whether if you're going to Atlanta for the Baylor-Auburn game, just go check out, see if there's any restaurants or bars on the index that you can go support. So like I said, if you want to support the Auburn family, go to buyauburn.com today to sign up or to search the index.
Yes, please go check that out. Again, that's buyauburn.com, and go support the local businesses that are Auburn owned and Auburn loved, honestly. But that being said, we moving on to football, we snagged another offensive line recruit. Golish, I'm already loving Golish as it is, but the fact that he is addressing something that has been, to me, the Achilles heel of the football team for the past 5 years, maybe even longer, is the offensive line, and he's bringing in another guy. Graham, I throw it to you because I'm so excited about this. When you hit me with his, you know, just his stats, I was like, hey.
Yeah. So his name is Rance Brown. He plays at Brentwood Academy, which is a pretty good, you know, football school.
Very good.
In Tennessee, Brentwood, Tennessee, class 2027. He's a 3-star offensive tackle. We've always said that, you know, linemen are harder to grade. I think tackles are a little bit easier to grade than interior linemen. So it's probably a little more accurate, but it's still not, I mean, it's nothing like trying to grade a skill player. Anyway. like I said, Rance Brown, he's 6'6", weighs 290 pounds.
God, I wish I had an air horn right now.
I don't know if he'll – I don't want to say he needs to put on weight, but I think his weight will change, but it will be like probably lose some but gain some in another way. I mean, like gain some more muscle weight. But he'll be great size by the time he's here and you know, maybe by his – hopefully by his junior year, I could see him playing here.
Yeah.
Had an offer from Kentucky as well. That it was kind of between us and them. Mm-hmm. So ultimately Auburn got it.
I'm tired, y'all.
Hopefully
on that summer camp grind.
I'm quite tired. I mean, he sounds like he really wants to play at Auburn. He's really excited, you know, be in this Golish system. And hopefully one day he's the starter for Auburn, which I think would be super, super exciting. But yeah, awesome pickup for the Tigers and for Golish.
Yeah, no, I agree. 6'6", 290 is nothing to laugh at. That's already pretty big. And the fact that he could grow more is kind of scary to me. But like, I kind of want to get your thoughts, and I know like we've shared it before, but for those that might be listening for the first time, like what are your thoughts on Golish, like addressing something that most Auburn coaches, when they get here, especially since I guess you could say since Malzahn was let go, like I feel like this has kind of been a big deal for Golish attacking this so heavy since he's gotten here, because you know he's notorious for saying like, hey, if you could do anything, pray for me in this offensive line, because my goodness. And it was like, oh God, what do you mean? And then ever since then, he has just popped off with the recruiting for offensive line.
Yeah, I mean, I clearly think he's, you know, made an emphasis on his recruiting process that offensive linemen are a massive part in success in your team. I mean, as someone who played offensive line my entire career, that's a fact. I mean, a massive part of the success of your team is starts in the trenches. If you don't have a good offensive line, you're not going to get anything done. I don't care how good your quarterback is, how good your receivers are, how good your running back is. If you don't have a good offensive line, it doesn't matter because those guys up front are what allow the play to happen. If they're bad, you're getting guys coming through sacking the quarterback. If they're bad, you're getting guys coming through tackling the receivers. If you're bad, like I said, they get to the quarterback too fast. He doesn't have time to throw it to the receivers. So it's important to get, you know, guys early on in this class to build an offensive line. And I think it's fantastic. And I think a lot of our fans will agree that him doing this super early is a great idea. And it's important that they have these guys come in because, like I said, it's one of the most important jobs on the field that doesn't get the recognition. That's all that they say is that, you know, if you're an offensive lineman, you do a lot of the work, but you don't get any recognition. That's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. But it's important that squad is close and good for the success of your team.
Yeah, no, I agree. You can't be a quarterback in the SEC, especially with Auburn, and be running for your life when you got to play the Georgias, the Alabamas, the LSUs. Like,
we've seen it fail the last 3 years.
I know. I know.
We have proof of our quarterbacks having to run their life and we lose games. So
yeah,
we have living proof of that.
Yeah, you can't let a play develop when you're having to run for your life. It's the stats, the percentage is very, very low for success. And we've seen that, like Graham's saying, for the past 5 years. If you've been living under a rock, that's what's been going on. So I'm also impressed to kind of echo what you're saying, that he's been attacking this very early. And I'm glad that it's being addressed as like his first, like, hey, before we get started, offensive line, what do we need to do? Go, you know what I mean? So I'm enamored that we got another recruit, and I know everyone's going to be like, oh, it's a 3-star again. I'm more of body of work, not the ranking system anymore. I think it's a little outdated. That's just me though. I know it's different for different, like if you see a 5-star receiver, you're like, oh my god, but we've seen that in the past too, and you haven't really seen, I know he was underutilized, but it's just, it's different strokes for different folks, I guess. And I'm kind of a believer that the star ranking system is a little outdated in this current NIL era of college football. But yeah, we'll see how that plays out. I agree. I think if he can, beef up, put on some muscle, especially if he grows a little bit more too, he'll be scary and a force to be reckoned with by the time he's a junior, maybe even possibly a sophomore if he makes that jump. You know what I mean? You never know what happens the freshman sophomore jump. So, it's going to be interesting to see and something to keep an eye on for sure. But if you enjoy what you're watching and what you're listening right now, be sure to subscribe to The Barn for anything and everything Auburn sports. It's your number one place for everything Auburn sports. Be sure to check out other cool podcasts like the one you're listening to now, The Barn Social Hour and The Village Vice Podcast, Top Button Podcast, The Basketball Show, The Baseball Show, and Landing on the Plains with Chandler Wooten as well. Go check out his latest episode as well. It's really good. But tomorrow, 100th episode, Graham.
It is. Can you believe it?
Someone was like, I told someone that the other day. Has it really already been 100? I'm like, I guess so.
Somehow, dude.
I don't know what we're going to do yet, but we'll try to, have something fun planned. And if it's, it's still going to be fun regardless, even if it's just me and Graham, we're going to have fun. So y'all come support, come celebrate, and let's have a good time. But other than that, what you got?
I was going to say, thanks to y'all, we get to do this every day. I mean, y'all are the reason that we're even getting to 100 episodes. So, appreciate everyone that listens, that watches, that lists, or tunes into us on every night. So yeah, really thank you all for that, and hopefully there's many more to come.
Yeah, thank you all for giving us a chance, and thank you to The Barn for giving me and Graham a chance, because we've been enjoying this since the kickoff of 2026, literally. That's when, this idea was brought to our attention, and we went full send, and we haven't looked back ever since. So we can't wait to celebrate tomorrow. But with that being said, I don't have anything else. Graham, you got anything?
No, no.
Cool. Well, again, everyone, be sure to subscribe, turn on notifications, follow us on Instagram, follow us wherever you get your podcast. And other than that, I don't have anything. My name is Hunter Bussey. Next to me is Graham McLean. And as always, everyone have a great rest of your Memorial Day. And we will see y'all tomorrow. War damn.
See ya.